All right, everybody. Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. Welcome to a special playoff edition of Green Legion Radio. My name's Quimby. I'm your host for the evening, alongside a cast of excellent people and characters, which I'm going to introduce right now. To my left, Chris Sackmaster. How are you today, sir?
Dude, we have Eagles playoff football at the Link on Sunday. Let's go, baby. Let's get it started here tonight and get loud.
You will not be the first person that is shocked by that actual statement right now, which is fantastic. Next to him, host of the Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro.
Thank you. Hi, Quimby. Hi, guys.
How are you, sir?
You? Good.
We missed you last week.
I had some family duties and had a very good time. My kids were in town. I enjoyed it very much.
Good. Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Got ready to beat the Giants, and the Eagles went out and did that. I'm a happy guy.
We're going to skip over because that's the highlight, so we'll get back to that. All the way on the other side, you know him as Shut Up Diaz. I know him as a pain in my... Yeah, that guy, too. Everybody, our good friend and social media director for the Green Legion, Michael Diaz. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. That's why he's got his camera on.
That's right. We got a big party on Sunday. It's all I'm thinking about.
Well, I gave him a bigger check today, so he's actually working. I understand how that works.
Got to pay the man. Cut that check.
Next to him, not sure if he took the blue pill or the red pill, probably both of them today.
Or Neo.
Or could have eaten Neo as well.
No, I took the green one.
Mr. Hollis Tank Morpheus Thomas.
I took the green one. I dropped the green pill.
I'm sorry. I didn't give you your normal introduction. Number 78 in your program, number one in your heart. 10-year Eagle at defensive line, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. Always a pleasure, my friend.
No, pleasure's mine. Good evening.
That was a fun evening we had yesterday.
Yes, it was. It was awesome.
I was struggling this morning.
You were?
Yep,
I was. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we will.
There are kids here today.
Yes, there is. Disney on ice, so yes. we got to be a little cautious with what we say this evening.
Yes.
And everybody, Eagles linebacker and playing this Sunday, yes, in your playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks, Mr. Alex Singleton.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Please. It's our pleasure, brother.
He's all ready for the playoffs. He's ready to go.
I don't know. You guys have to be just jammed and amped up over there right now. Like,
oh yeah, we're ready.
Let's get this thing going.
I mean, we were at the Link today practicing. We were already hyping up the crowd, and there was no one there yet. So we're
ready. Yeah.
Yeah, he's running down. Go practice everything.
He's hysterical. He could come back anytime. Always. It's kind of funny because as the owner of a company that sets up tailgates here in Philadelphia, I wanted that last 4 o'clock or almost 5 o'clock game on Sunday to give enough time to get through the holiday to sell these tickets. But I'm going, damn it, I wish we had the early Saturday game. Let's get this over
what
with.
What is it like for you? Is the playoff game different for you? Because I've been through it a lot. Hollis has been through it a lot. Alex, yeah. First time. We try to keep everything the same, right? Like the same routine the whole way through.
Yeah. Now,
do you see it? Is it different for you as a fan? Interest lesser, higher?
It's consistent, but we try to ramp up our game. Like, everybody that's coming to our tailgate is going to have a souvenir badge.
Like a better brand of ham or a better cheese.
We created a special
roll,
menu.
A better sandwich. a better piece of bacon.
Anything we can do to because we also...
Special kind of pig.
Yeah. We also get charged more from our host, so we have to charge a little bit more. So we also have to amp up our game. Right. We have to present the best product that we possibly can, even though that's what we try to do, but... We have a couple dollars more.
Have you ever done an economic study on what the impact of a playoff game is for the city of Philadelphia? Have they done that?
Ask anybody that you have a family member that's in the service industry, and they'll tell you they'll appreciate the extra couple $100 they're going to make on Sunday. Yeah. You know, and keep going. And you know what?
Absolutely.
It's also going to keep people out tonight. It's also going to keep people out tomorrow night. The city's amped. The city's ready to go. We're biting our lip. We're crawling out of our skin. Zach.
And that's the thing. You're saying that you wish it was tomorrow afternoon. The thing is the longer this goes into the weekend, the more people are going to have interest. Yep. If the Eagles were to play tomorrow at noon, you know, in the afternoon game, and something happened to where they did lose, people wouldn't be as interested in the rest of the weekend. This whole weekend now is set up for people that work here at Chickens and Pete's and elsewhere for them to make that extra money.
Eagles aren't going to lose. That's number one.
I said if something were to happen.
Right.
Tank.
Yeah, the one thing I do know is that for being on the team and winning and losing, the team is the city itself is more exciting when you're winning.
Right.
When you lose, it's like you don't want to come outside. And I know nobody wants to come outside. Will your team lose?
Well, it's already cold.
It's already cold. Cool. And, the first playoff game that I ever played in, unfortunately, it was away. And it was in San Francisco, and I was 21 years old. And Jeffrey Osborne sang the national anthem. So so he was woo-woo-wooing.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the most exciting times.
Were you on his wings of love?
It was one of the most exciting times of my life.
Is it sad that I know that?
Yeah, and we lost that game. Ty Detmer was the quarterback, right?
Tyrone Detmer was the quarterback.
Tyrone.
We were in the red zone four or five times.
Yeah, we couldn't score.
And we couldn't score. We lost.
Ray
Rhodes,
head coach, 1996.
Yeah.
Yes. That's how old I am.
I was just going to say, the playoff tailgate. I mean, Dave, you got a great gig. I would love to switch spots, but I mean, the difference in a regular season game, and everyone's excited. But normally, if our tailgate's 4 hours long, maybe 2.5 hours in, people are starting to get loud and the chants are going. It starts from like the minute they show up. People are so juiced up naturally, and then, you know, we help them out along that road. It's a great atmosphere the whole time.
A bit of an elixir?
Yes.
Alex, you hear a lot from Doug or from, you know, Ken or from any of veterans, just, hey, guys, keep it the same this week. Like, it's no different than any other game.
Yeah, you know, that's what everybody, you know, always preaches in the playoffs. Or, you know, any big game, you know, I think, like everyone's been saying for the last month, we've been in playoff mode. We've had to win games.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, you know, it's been, you know, the same routine, the same everything you want to do. But it's definitely more amped up, obviously.
Hey,
you know, everyone's human. But I think when it comes down to it on Sunday at 4 o'clock, you know, we'll, once after the first couple plays, everything will settle down.
Will you drink any alcohol between now and, like, at what point do you, like, cut off so you don't get dehydrated? Is there, like, a point? And, Hollis, I don't know, did you ever do that? Was there, like, a point when you would stop having any sort of...
He had a bottle of Johnny Walker Black in his locker.
Did you really?
No. Well, you know, the weird thing is the older times were a little different than they are now.
Right, they weren't all dehydration.
Guys actually took shots before the game to ease into things, and it loosens you up. And it makes you want to go fight.
Yeah.
The only advice I have for you is don't play the game in warm-ups. play the game in warm-ups.
Ask Jeremiah Trotter that after the Super Bowl year. Yeah. Who was that? Mathis? Was that
Mathis?
No. I think Ike was a part of it, too.
It was Ike. But Trotter got thrown out of the game.
Yeah, he and Ike kind of fight.
Yeah,
no, Ike was in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Ike provoked both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
So, Alex, can Alex answer the question?
Yeah.
You know, this week I'm a little sick, so, you know, I've had a cut back already, but right.
That's all right. We got some emergency. I can dump in that water for you if you want.
Everybody's been sick.
I would say a good Friday.
All right.
Yeah. Good. 48 hours warm.
Yeah. Hey,
everybody, let me get through with the stuff I have to talk about. Everybody, we're at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia Live, $2.75 Yingling Lagers. Oh, not tonight. That's Tuesday. I don't know what they're doing tonight. Happy hour. Yay. All right. Try the crab fries. Everybody, subscribe to us on Google or iTunes by searching for Green Legion Radio. Rate, review us, download us, subscribe. All of it helps. Thankfully, we're right behind the Eagles Insider Podcast when it comes to professional sports podcasts.
That's exactly right.
You think?
Yep. Before Dave, I thought we switched places last week.
We did.
Diaz liked it.
Oh, yeah. You should have heard what place you were in last week while you couldn't respond. Yes.
Before Dave even said hello, he said, hey. I said, I'm listening to number four.
Everybody, the Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by our friends at Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and our good friend Mike McVay, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports clubs in the city. All City Fitness, Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market, our friends across the bridge at Esalon Health and Fitness, our good friend Sean Brace, who had us on The Gambler 102.5 yesterday.
That was fun.
That was awesome. That was a good segment, man. Yeah. If you guys haven't heard that, it's up on all of our socials right now. Our good friends at 4th and John, Sean Brace, Philly Influencer, and, of course, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, and all Chickies and Pete's locations worldwide. Alex, I got to tell you this right now. Before we get into anything, I have to congratulate you guys because I don't ever recall, at least in Eagles history, when you won four division games in a row to make it to the playoffs. That's tight, man. That is not easy to do. We can talk about winning four division games in a row, but not back-to-back.
Four consecutive weeks.
Four consecutive weeks. That never happens. Now, the Giants, you know, we could say you know, but they still have Saquon. You guys know because, you know, you let that guy loose and he can have the dumbest windmill touchdown run.
Oh, we saw it on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. But winning four division games in a row is almost impossible, even if you have a team that's not won a game all season. And for all intents and purposes, the Redskins and Giants weren't those teams. There's talent there. But congrats to you guys, man. That's huge.
Big time.
Appreciate it. I think, you know, we only had a select group of people that were behind us anyways, and it might have been just this city.
DS.
Yeah, I was going to say, there must have been a shortage of blue tent material. We're watching this game, and it was like, there's
a line.
It's a line. There's a wait at the line. It seemed like, you know, once one guy went off the field, you know, before he was back out of the tent, there was
the Green Legion sponsoring the injury tent next year.
I think there was a guy in the blue tent, and then they had to check Brandon Graham on the bench because there was somebody in the blue tent.
Yeah.
Like they were talking about on the broadcast.
Yeah, you know, this team, I mean, you see it. I mean, you see the guys that are, you know, stepping up huge in the last four games.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, even though people are going in there, more people are coming out, so
I do want to say one thing, though, and Alex, you can respond, because I find it it's a good story, but it's also, I want to make sure people, like, appreciate it. The Eagles have made all these moves with practice squad players, and, I mean, we've all sat there and watched an NFL game, and you go, your guy doesn't make a play, and you go, that guy sucks, right? And so I hope this is a reminder to every fan that anybody who ever puts on a uniform, whether they make it out of training camp or not, or whether they make it out of the spring or not, those players are the best players on their teams from the time they were 10 years old or whatever, all the way through every level of football until they get to the NFL. And the fact that the Eagles called up all these practice squad players illustrates how small the margin of you know, the players who really make it in the league and the players who have to battle every year to be on a roster, how narrow that margin is. Everybody who steps on an NFL field is a great football player. So, like, everybody's saying, oh, this team's a bunch of practice squad players. Well, you know, there's very little difference between practice squad and a draft pick or a whatever, a guy who's there for 5 years.
We would all pray to have you on our flag football team.
but Hollis, right? Like, and you guys appreciate, like,
it's an attitude difference. And what I can tell you is, a practice squad player or a drafted free agent, we coming in to kick ass and take names. We're not afforded the same opportunity as a draft pick, like you say. Draft picks are coddled; they get as many chances to mess up as possible. Whereas, i.e., when I say somebody's dropping the ball all the time, somebody's like, "Well, who are you going to put in there?" The practice squad player who wants to play, who's actually.
But I don't
catch
think the guys that make mistakes don't want to play.
They don't. Well, but you know how I know they don't want to play? Because they're not making plays. The way you stay on the field is to make plays, and that's just point blank. I don't want to get to a shouting match you today, Dave.
This is my
hold on a second. I want you guys to get in a shouting match.
My New Year's resolution is to not get mad with Hollis anymore.
you should get mad. Well,
you know he doesn't know what he's talking about.
You missed
the
first 16 weeks, Dave. Congratulations.
I know exactly what I'm doing, my Dave.
Hey, everybody, real quick, because this is part of every show.
I got you.
Hollis.
I got you covered.
What happened today in sports history, baby?
Today is January 3rd. It's the third day of the year. It's leap year. The next leap year is 2024. We're going to start with it's all football today. We're going to start back in 1971 with both NFC and AFC championship games. The very first one, the inaugural first NFC championship and AFC championship games were played. The first one in the NFC was played by the Cowboys, boo. They beat the 49ers 17-10. And in the AFC, it was the Colts beat the actual Raiders 27-17. Then we go to 1993 with the comeback.
Oh, my God, don't bring up baseball.
No, the comeback.
Frank Reich comeback?
In January?
Buffalo Bills. Oh, my God, yep.
Frank Reich.
Down by 32 points.
By 32 points, exactly. Down by 32 points, the Buffalo Bills beat the Houston Oilers in overtime, 41-38.
41-38.
Also, the first fight I saw on the sideline by coaches.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy Ryan, yes. Oh, my God, Buddy.
We have some
he snuck Jerry Glanville? Who was it?
No, it wasn't Jerry
Glanville. No, it was the offensive coordinator.
Kevin Gilbride.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We got some birthdays. Today is, in 1923, Hank Stram. We also have Jim Ross, 1952. 1963, Jim Everett.
Fuck off.
Huh? What? 1962, he just recently passed away. Darren Dalton. Today's Darren Dalton's birthday.
Rest in peace, Dutch.
And then I have a couple of holidays, national holidays.
Oh, my God. Okay, so how many people think that Hollis
Shut up. Oh, go ahead.
How many people do you think Hollis is going to mention two holidays that have something to do with food? Raise your hand.
It's only going to be one.
Everybody.
It's only one?
Alex even says yes.
Today is National Sleep Day.
Oh.
And, oh, my God. Food. That counts.
And
food.
The Green Legion radio show's over. See you guys.
And also is National Drinking Straw Day.
Taylor, I'd like my next shot of Jameson with a straw, please. And
it's National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day.
There it is.
And it's Women Rock Day.
What is it?
Women Rock Day.
Women Rock Day?
They rock.
That's every
rock
day. Day.
All right, go ahead, all women. There we go.
Hey, what is a leap year? Can somebody explain
a leap year?
To me?
It's an extra day in February.
Yeah, there's 29 days in February.
Did you? I didn't know that.
You didn't really?
You didn't know that?
I forgot. I'm all about football. I forgot.
All right, hey, real quick, let's see. We're 21 minutes in, but we're about 15 minutes in. Let's talk real quick about other games taking place.
Right.
This weekend, and then we're going to take our first break. Come back, talk about the Giants game. We're going to learn a lot about Alex because I did my research today. Well, actually, yesterday. It's okay. I don't mind being a professional football player stalker. It's kind of what I do for a living.
Just ask Nate Gary.
Yeah, just ask Nate Gary. All right, so we have a first game: Buffalo versus Houston. That's the early game tomorrow. Down the road. What do you think? I don't want points. I don't want anything. I just want your picks.
Texans, but snooze
Texans.
Fest.
Dave.
Snooze
Buffalo.
Fest. Buffalo. Alex.
Texans.
Texans. All right. Big dog.
Buffalo.
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 Wow. Across the board. I'm going Texans.
Alex,
so
you're a smart man.
We're divided. Anyway.
Yeah, they suck.
The later game, Patriots versus Tennessee. Go.
Pats.
Tennessee. Patriots.
Tennessee.
Alex, we're going to talk about your Patriots pick because you spent a little time with them. I was hoping you hated them as much as we do.
No,
we're
going
to get to that in our final segment,
Patriots,
sir.
In the playoffs. You don't think they're going to win one?
They're going to lose to the Chiefs next week.
You got to at least win one.
I absolutely think they're going to destroy the Titans. Then our early game on Sunday before us is
Saints-Vikings.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's talk about that. All right. First of all, I had Saints season tickets after Katrina for a long period of time.
How many did you have? How many?
I had 300.
300, okay.
Yep, 300 Saints season tickets. It was very good for me financially. They had a phenomenal run. Then, you know, our boy Mike Stanfield, and I don't mind calling out his name, and if it gets back to him, you know, hey Mike, D-bag, what's up, buh? Good to talk to you. He pulled my tickets because he promised brokers that purchased season tickets for the Pelicans Saints tickets. Anyway.
Good businessman.
I would love, I know it sounds terrible, but I would love to see the Vikings hand the Saints their butt
rumps
on Sunday. Hand it to them.
So we go to Green Bay.
Because I can fill up a plane for Green Bay. I guarantee that. Let's go frozen tundra, baby. But Diaz and I already agree. We think the Saints are going to absolutely destroy
them. Kirk Cousins blows.
Saints, yeah. Smoke show.
Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to go Saints.
Saints. I got gotcha. You. Saints.
Yeah, Saints. Yeah.
Saints.
Saints.
All right.
Yeah, I was traded there.
Play the money line.
All right. Well, hey, you guys, don't forget, Chickies and Pete's, everywhere you go, Tropicana, down at the casinos.
Yep.
They are the official touchdown club at the Link. So many things that Chickies and Pete's does well, especially sponsors Green Legion Radio.
I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
That's it. We're going to get up and ready to do our thing.
Get into it, man,
we're going to take our first break. We'll be back right after this. You guys, make sure you come on up, get your autographs, get your pictures with Alex, get them with Hollis. We are also giving away two sweet tickets in the Green Legion suite for the Sixers Monday night game against Oklahoma. Get your raffle ticket from Pops standing right here. All right, everybody. We're back on Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Don't forget, your collector's glass this month is?
Number 11, Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God. Your microphone works again. See?
Sweet.
I knew we could figure that out. That is awesome.
We were planning on Rob Valivas being here tonight, so that's why they
didn't know. Here it is. Thank God we don't have Skype set up for the call-in we don't want to have.
Oh, God.
He's blowing up your phone right now.
Yeah, I know. I know. Can you see it right there? I'm sure he is.
Not yet.
Okay, we're missing the critical component of our introductory segment right now.
He's a little busy right now.
That's okay.
I don't think he's in the can, but...
That's all right. That's all right.
You're going to say that, though.
God, we hope not.
So let's talk about the game this past Sunday.
Yep.
All right. First of all, by the way, everybody, in about 15 minutes, we have another special guest showing up. That would be Mr. Joshua Perkins.
May I explain to Alex what's going on?
Sure.
Alex, so I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Any of your teammates explained this to you, but all season long, the Green Legion bump exists. And what happens is, when you committed last week to come in, and we appreciate you being here, I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. You're going to make a play. Everyone that comes on here, they
makes
make
a play.
And Quimby made a little side wager. Side wager with Mr. Perkins.
It was actually a bet that he didn't think he'd have to pay.
No.
Wow.
There was no reason to think that he wasn't going to step up. All right, was Zach out last week?
No, not Perkins. The initial bet.
Oh, the initial, sorry,
initial
bet.
Because Boston Scott, I actually.
But it was two guys.
Boston Scott.
It was two guys in front of him.
Shut up, Morpheus. I absolutely thought he would.
There was two guys in front of him. I chose the green pill.
All right. So what basically took place is I bought a new car over the summer. And Boston Scott, we have a segment. I don't know if you looked through your run sheet yet. I don't expect you to. Don't worry about it. No. I'd rather you be surprised.
It's a Volkswagen. Okay?
Yeah.
But we always ask player what their favorite thing to do or is when they're not playing football. And Boston said cars. He's really into cars. He likes. Okay, so this is right before the Buffalo game, and I laid down a challenge. Like, Boston, you score a touchdown, you can have my new Maserati for a week. Sure as stuff. Son of an onion.
Son of an onion.
What was your reaction?
Sure enough. Sure
is
cool.
Okay, now this is great because we're on the 4-yard line. They're coming in, and if you heard all of the Eagles fans in the end zone at the Buffalo game, that was the Green Legion.
That was us.
All right.
Love it.
That was
love
us.
It.
All right. Boston lines up. All right. You guys are at the 4-yard line. I am next to this idiot, Diaz, and our other idiot friend, Rexy, who, by the way, maritime sailor, make sure you take care of everybody in the Pacific Ocean right now, baby. We love you, Rexy.
Rex. Hey, but tell them.
Leadership. Excuse me.
I was trying to tell you.
All shut up right now. This is my story.
Tell them from the beginning of your story.
What?
Tell him that Miles Sanders was there first, and he got hurt.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? What I remember is seeing number 35 line up at the 4-yard line, and I look at Rexy, and I look at Diaz, and I go, oh, my God, he's going to score. He's going to score. And I'm like a 14-year-old girl at a Justin Timberlake concert when he gets the handoff, and he actually scores. And then I'm like, shit, I got to put him on my insurance policy.
Yeah, he doesn't drive very often, so I definitely have up that. So
he does when he has a Maserati.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It turns out that I actually went on vacation. That was during a bye week. And he had it for 2 weeks, and I was happy to let him have it. And, you know, scoring 3 touchdowns against the Giants, Mr. Boston Scott is solidifying a role for himself in this city.
Yes.
The next Darren Sproles.
But, of course, last week we had Josh Perkins on. And knowing that Zach Ertz is not playing in a very critical division game for the playoffs, I laid down the Maserati challenge once again. Josh, if you score a touchdown, he's coming to pick it up.
Yeah, he is.
He's coming to pick it up. So
I told him to hit the gas hard and the red button at the same time.
Do we know where our other commentator is?
I think he was doing a radio interview real quick.
Oh, he's doing a radio interview. Okay.
Yes, so he kind of dished us a little bit.
All right, so let's talk about the defense right now during the Giants game.
Oof.
You guys held him to 17 points. It was a weak 17 points. You don't give up that Saquon Barkley touchdown, and it's 10. You know, let's be honest. And you guys, I'm not going to lie, I thought Saquon might have a day. and I saw him buried in the backfield numerous times.
Yeah, it was great.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Did you see when he scored the touchdown, he held up the number 2? That's the number of losing seasons he's had since he entered the NFL.
Nice. Well, the weird thing about the whole thing was watching him steady stuff him. But as a player, you know at some point he's going to get that run. And once you gave it up, you guys came right back and started doing over and over what you did to him in the first place. Because if you look at all his carries, it was like 2 yards, 3 yards, negative 2 yards, negative right. this, negative that.
It was the Barry Sanders type day.
He's not Barry Sanders. Stop
no, no, no. I know.
Stop
no, no, I know. I love no, Barry. No, no, I'm just saying. Just,
he's
I'm
not
saying the production numbers. That's all I'm saying.
Where's
he
Tampa
is
we
not Barry Sanders.
Get over here.
I played against Barry Sanders, and that Barry Sanders is a problem.
No,
in a
I know. I'm just saying the numbers.
Barry Sanders is a problem in a small closet. As a defensive lineman, a defender. I don't know.
Hollis, put the mic down.
Oh, sorry about that. You're supposed to give me the one with the weight on it.
I'm sorry, man. We're working on this.
I just work here.
I still have to work on this every show.
I don't know. This is me leaving. No. So I saw him the 1 year, my rookie year. The game was coming up. And that year, he stopped in front of Rod Woodson, and Rod Woodson messed up both his ACLs. Now, our defense coordinator at the time was Emmett Thomas. He came up with this thing called mush rush. So he said, take a shot at him. Do not stop. We need everybody this entire season. He's already tore up 2 ACLs. We don't need him to tear up another one. So. Don't. He's not Barry.
All right. Well, let's get back to this game.
Yeah.
All right. In your opinion, I'm going to start with you, Hollis.
Okay.
All right. Did Pat Shurmur do that bad of a job as the coach of the Giants? I'm not going to lie. I don't have a thing for Shurmur, but I thought he was pretty effective for us.
I think for us.
But I mean, he didn't have anything to work with in New York. Go ahead. Please.
Well, see, Pat's my guy. He's had 2 situations where I felt like he was hamstrung with the personnel. He also with Cleveland Browns. So yeah, as soon as Joe Banner went there, he immediately fired him.
Hold on. Can we talk about the funniest situation in the NFL real fast? The Cleveland Browns. It's like a clown car.
Exactly.
It's one clown rodeo after another.
That way for 20 years.
Hold on. All right, you finally got your quarterback.
Right.
Not so much.
Superstar wide receiver.
And then you have the idiot D-bag coach that nobody can get along with.
Right.
Are they ever going to get it right?
Hold on a second.
Here's the funny part, all right? I have sympathy for the Cleveland Browns.
You should not.
I do. You know why? Because of how many bad years we had.
You want to know why you shouldn't?
Go ahead.
Mainly because
put the mic down.
Last year they came out and was talking all this trash. How are you gonna talk trash? How about have a winning season?
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
If you're not talking trash, then you shouldn't be out there.
Well, if you win, in order to talk trash, you need to get
the
victory.
If you had 8 games that you put together, I'm good with that.
No, that's not a winning season.
It's not a winning season, but it's enough to give you confidence.
No, it's not.
Hold on. Diaz.
With Cleveland?
No. Is 8 games in a row, a half a season at the end, enough to give you enough confidence to talk trash?
I don't think it's confidence. It's evidence of what you got or what you don't got.
All right. I mean, so everybody thought they were on. Hey, Sean McGranahan, GM, Chickens and Pates. How are you, sir? What do you think about the Cleveland Browns? Yeah. Gotcha.
No, right. But to what you were saying, they had that with Greg Williams.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Exactly.
And we can bring up Leslie Frazier, Martin.
No, I said Greg Williams.
Oh, all right.
I said Greg Williams. Don't bring up all that other stuff.
If we're going to talk about how big of a train wreck they are, why are they hiring a head coach before they hire a general manager?
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum. That just shows, how big of a train wreck they are.
The Mormon episode of South Park? I love that.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum.
Looks like that's what Washington's going with. Although we like Ron Rivera.
I like Ron.
Dave's back in the house.
But right. I think Ron's going to have something to do with the hire of the GM.
We need injury report.
Hey, Dave, welcome back, sir.
Hi, guys. Sorry.
Nice to have you.
Big time.
We kind of needed you right here and right now, so can we get to that? Mr. Spadaro, we need an injury update, please.
Okay, so Miles Sanders says he's good to go.
Good.
Lane Johnson still very much iffy. Hasn't practiced this week. We'll see what happens with him. And Zach Ertz really comes down to a medical decision. If the doctor gives him a thumbs up, he can play, he'll play. If the doctor says no, he can't play, he won't play. Otherwise, that's it. Nelson Agholor out for this game. Defense in good shape.
Okay. Next question. And
Jalen Mills practiced all week.
Next question, not jinxing, looking forward. If we are able to pull this game out on Sunday, where does DeSean Jackson sit for the San Francisco or Green Bay game?
He would be eligible to come back for next week, but I don't know if he's. I don't know where he is in his rehab. He hasn't practiced.
Hold on a second. We're going to stare at you. All of us stare at Dave
you guys,
right
you
now.
Guys can, you guys can.
Could
you guys,
all of us stare at Dave.
Could he practice?
I'm not going to stare at him.
Could he practice? I guess I haven't seen. I've seen, you know,
the video
eight-second clips of him running against Trey, holding a big board and not moving. So if you think that means he's ready to play in an NFL game, yeah. But I don't know.
Diaz.
I just want to win the game here, and then we'll have all that fun next week.
I have a question about Lane.
Yeah.
He hasn't practiced. If he can go, he can go. Without practicing, I mean, we don't question his, you know, his heart, his drive, his talent, but just not practicing at all.
Yeah,
I mean, what effect on the field?
I mean, it's timing. It's chemistry with the offensive line. It's
cardio.
They can do all the cardio they want in the gym, but it's not football.
It's not
shape.
The same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say because.
But Lane's an animal, and I mean, if he can play, I know he wants to play.
Right.
I would think that they would work him tomorrow and take a look at him and really see how he is, and they don't have to file any sort of injury report tomorrow. So
all right.
Yeah, I think the one thing that they have to do is to get him out there practicing tomorrow.
It's a walkthrough tomorrow, but they can do some stuff on the side with him.
Yeah, do the stuff and see how he recovers the next day.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So we talked about the defense during the Giants game. Awesome. Holding what we need. Let's talk about the offense for a second because this is a cool story. All right. Everybody on this panel was high on Boston Scott. My man scored 3 touchdowns during the game against the Giants.
NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yes. Not only that, but what I saw for the first time this season, all right, you saw that spin move on that 35-yard run?
Yeah, the spin move on air.
And when they got down to the 1-yard line, what did they do? They fed the ball to Boston again to make sure he got the touchdown, rewarding him for his hard play.
The only thing, though, why did it take so long to see Boston's his dance moves, man? That dude can move. He can break it down.
I think they said there was the percolator.
Because you don't need to move. You don't need to dance in the car. You just need to drive it up. I thought Carson looked like a leader. 100%. 100%. I'm not anointing. I'm not going there yet, but he looked great. All right.
He has looked great.
Yeah, he has. And let's talk about the best part about the Giants game before we go to our second break. No more Eli Manning.
Hey, I'm sad that there's no more Eli.
Yeah, but do you know
Thumpy.
Today is his birthday.
Is it?
Today is Eli's birthday.
Did you send him a card?
No, I didn't. But also, I forgot to admit, yesterday was Chris Sack's birthday.
Oh.
And Carson Wentz.
Thank you,
Alex. And Carson.
Oh, Carson's the 30th.
He's
the 30th. I only share my birthday with Brian Boucher. This is the only one I know that has the same birthday.
Leave it up to DS to ruin your birthday moment.
Hey, everybody, we're live with Green Legion Radio Show here at Chickens and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Don't forget the best away game watch parties. Get the real feel in-game experience here at Chickens and Pete's. Watch them at all the casinos and parks in Bensalem, Tropicana, on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. Everybody, we are going to take our next break here on the Green Legion Radio Show. We'll be back right after this song. Yeah, it's getting funnier. It's getting funnier on Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. By the way, Happy New Year to everybody. Again, let's not forget, we didn't expect this, but this is a playoff weekend, baby! Woo! And
we expected it.
We are not going to take away from our guest, Alex Singleton. However, welcome to the panel, winner of a new Maserati for the next 7 days. It was tight end for the Philadelphia Eagle, Joshua Perkins.
Yeah.
I thought Boston Scott got it for 2 weeks, Josh.
Hey, he must have scored a game winner. He did.
I don't know why you got to throw me under the bus like that, Dave.
What if another one this week? Does he just get to keep it?
Just keep it going. You know what? I am fine with you guys. I can't talk about it like that.
I will.
There was a joke. If we were in studio in Northern Liberties, it would be in a whole
entirety of the conversation.
All out. But anyway, Josh, nice to have you on, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Please, brother.
So he can fit in a Maserati?
We'll have to put the seat back.
Okay.
Yep.
But it does. It goes all the way back. You are both 6'4".
Yes, sir.
Right? All right. Well, let's do this real quick. And what I'd like to do, all right, we're on our segment, Let's Meet Alex Singleton. How about that? Right? Woo. So what we do this time around, since we have somebody else in the locker room, oh, my God, throw him under the bus whenever you want. All right, here we go. All right, Josh Perkins, 26 years old from Thousand Oaks. Oh, Alex, hold on. I'm sorry, while. Josh Perkins. Alex Singleton, 26 years old from Thousand Oaks, California. Correct?
Correct.
6'3", 240?
Maybe a little heavy, but...
attaboy.
He's like two, there. He's 235 tops.
You played college at Montana State.
Oh, right. Cool.
I actually have a conversation about Montana. I've dated two girls from Montana in the last 6 months.
Never bad. And they ran to Nebraska.
Both were one dates and gone, baby.
Good question.
Smart women.
Was Timmy Hawk there coaching?
No, he coached at the University of Montana.
Yeah, oh,
Montana.
Oh, you went to Montana State.
The Rivals,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rivals.
I did get a nice $100 from him, though.
So. All right, as Hollis will appreciate this, you're an undrafted free agent, 2015, signed by the Seattle Seahawks. You spent some time there. You went to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you actually picked the Patriots, because that's going to be a scar on your resume from here on out in Green Legion Radio Show.
As long as it wasn't the Cowboys.
You're one of the top defensive players playing in the CFL. All right. Calgary Stampede? Is that the Stampeders?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? You actually have a Grey Cup to your resume, which, if you guys don't know what that is, that's the Lombardi Trophy in Canada.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. That's impressive.
How much more difficult is the CFL with the wider field for a defensive player?
It's no doubt. We got the extra player, so it makes
sense. Oh, that's true.
It evens
that's
out.
True.
It evens it out.
Well, you know what I'd like to talk about in all seriousness? Your route to get to here, the road for you to be a linebacker with the Philadelphia Eagles. Montana State, not, you know, let's be honest, not the college that's going to bring a lot of NFL players into the draft, okay? You get signed by the Seahawks, you go to the Patriots, play for the Calgary Stampeders. Then you have a fallback. All right, you're one of the top defensive players for the CFL, but your goal was to play in the NFL. And I want to know about that road, man. I want to know the road taken, because that's not an easy path in any way, shape, or form. And if you guys don't know what these guys have to go through, undrafted free agents, playing for any team, Josh knows, all right? I'll say it right now. Dave will look at me with a scorned face. It's a bitch. It is a son of a bitch to happen. And you guys are both here, and you're both making impact for this team, a team that made it to the playoffs that was not supposed to. So
why do you keep saying that, Quimby? Why do you keep saying the Eagles
were not
supposed to?
Because it was such a difficult.
Says who?
You have
who? Says who were the Eagles?
I say four division games in a row is not possible, and you guys did it. So I'm giving accolades, Dave.
It's just you're
I'm giving accolades.
I get it, but I mean you're like
backhanded compliment.
Yes, that's it.
Hey, Morpheus, shut up. I can mute you at any point in time.
I'd like to hear Alex talk about the road to the NFL.
Let's talk about the road to the NFL.
Yeah, it was long. I can tell you, up to this point, you know, I'm thankful that it all happened, but it was long. And sometimes you can have, my dad's here. You can probably ask him how many times.
Where's your dad?
They're sitting over there with his buddy.
Raise his hand.
Over there. Yeah. Raise his hand.
Raise your hand. All right. Mr. Singleton, nice to have you, sir.
You know, he made it out. Happy he's here because, you know, obviously having the home play.
You
want to
do shots with me after this? I've only done like five or six prior to, so we're good.
He's pumping his fist.
He'll be ready to go.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
But yeah, you know, so yeah, I went to Seattle, started there. Actually, was released the third day of training camp, and they had an injury at linebacker, so I got brought back for the first preseason game.
Okay,
and then so then I played the four preseason games there. Yep, thought I played pretty well, but you know, they have the same linebacker group that they had when I was there.
That's a tough core.
And yeah. I mean, you saw today. I think Bobby got his fifth first team All Pro in a row.
Right.
And great to learn from, but yeah, you know, it didn't work out. So I was signed that next, you know, after the final cuts to New England's practice squad. Then I was there for 2.5 weeks, and then they let me go. And then throughout the season, I got brought back and forth to Seattle 6 different times.
Wow. Really?
Seattle alone in my career has cut me 8 times, I believe.
Hold on. Would you like to hear a great story?
Oh, God.
Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Talk about your final decision to not play in the NFL based on the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, dear Lord.
Here we go. You'll love this.
I think they were 7-9 and went to the playoffs. But it was like during about the fourth or the fifth week of the season. So I was in Houston. I lived in Houston every off season, working out and stuff. So they called me. Pete Carroll. I think it's Pete Carroll's either first or second year season there. So they bring me up for a workout. I was like, oh, God. I already don't like it because it's it's going on my 16th year in the league, so you already know what I could do. So I go up there. We go through a rigorous, what they called, a warm-up. And so it was like, so I go through all this stuff, all these plyometrics. And so he's like, that was a warm-up. Let's get started. I was like, I said, I'll be back in my hotel. Give me my per diem and give me my flight home. That's it. It was horrible.
Alex,
but on top of that, as I'm leaving, Brandon Stokely and actually Raheem Brock's like, you made the right decision because he does nothing for the veterans. I was like, he was harsh.
Alex, what made you stick with it?
Stick with it? I mean, I love it. You know, there's nothing better than playing football. So as long as teams were picking me up, I was going to go.
What was your timetable? Seattle and then?
Yeah, so Seattle. So Seattle.
Where does Calgary fall into this mix?
Yeah, so Seattle a couple times in there. And then I actually signed with Minnesota for the last 2 weeks of the season. So I was there. And
why is that not on your Wikipedia page?
It should. I mean.
All right.
You know, I got there was you. Enough cup of teas on there. They were just like, you know, we're going to skip one.
They got tired of listening to them.
And then so, yeah, then I, you know, so my mom's Canadian. So I had dual citizenship. So okay. I kind of made the decision. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get film. All these teams keep cutting me.
Why not?
Obviously, you know, screw it. I'm going to go up to Canada.
Absolutely.
And when I got there, I loved it. I spent 3 seasons there. Like you said, I won Defensive Player of the Year. My second year up there, won a great cup.
Oh, hey, man, that's impressive wherever you are. Again, we would all love you on our flag football team. Not going to lie.
Yeah, and then, I was this last season. I signed a 3-year contract up there. So, you know, I was like, I'm sticking it out for 3 years. I lived up there all 3 years. Loved every minute of living in Calgary. If you ever get a chance, you should go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's boy.
Incredible.
I'm sorry.
Canada.
I have one word for you. Florida. I'm out. See you next week.
Quimby's like an 80-year-old man. In the winter.
I am. I'm a snowbird, baby.
I'm saying go in August. You got July. I don't know. I don't know what you got going on.
I can't wait for my skin to wrinkle. Keep going.
And so, yeah, then, you know, after we won the Grey Cup this last season.
Where does the Patriots fall in this for you?
The Patriots? No, that was right after Seattle. Right after the first training camp. I went there, and then that was kind of it for them.
Okay. Can't we just all agree that we can't stand the Patriots? Even though you picked them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a tough place.
They picked him, right? And you never say no to a job, bro.
You pick up off waivers.
Doesn't matter who you're.
But then they said no to him, in which case you can walk out with the middle finger.
Hey, man, Harold Carmichael finished his career with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but
Why do you have to bring that up, Dave?
It's not a bad thing. It's you want to stay
yes,
employed,
it is.
Man.
That's horrible.
Okay, now hold on a second, real quick. Before we get to what's your favorite thing to do when you're not playing football, Josh, you got any dirt on Alex?
Nah, I don't got no
dirt. Oh, come on.
Look at that. It's a tight locker room. It's a tight locker room. They're
that's
united.
A family that's ready to win a playoff game, all right? Oh, come on
now. I love it. Love it. Alex, favorite thing to do when you're not playing football?
Man, when I'm not playing football, Xbox.
Xbox, you're a gamer.
Yeah.
All right.
Which games, though?
You'll find it. Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. I've got to figure that. Are you a fighter? Mortal Kombat X?
No.
Oh, really? Not Marvel vs. DC?
No.
Oh, wow.
It's more just strictly, you know, the...
No Street Fighter?
No, nothing. Not anymore.
No Tekken?
Growing up.
Okay. Those are the quick battles when it's a room full of people. Yeah. The quick battles to exact alpha male dominance.
Is that you?
Yeah, we tried to.
Morpheus?
Yes, good things. Mazel.
All right. Before this gets silly, Alex, we appreciate you coming on the show this week. We're going to have one other segment. Josh, we're going to be saying goodbye to you. I'm walking out to the car.
Congratulations, Josh.
And showing you
appreciate
how to.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
We're not done.
Josh, take that thing for a spin, man.
And hit the red button.
See how fast it can go and get back to us on
how
that.
How fast
right?
do you think it spins out in the rain, too?
And the red button doesn't mean stop either.
I'm not going to test it out today.
Everybody, we'll be back for one more short segment live at Chickies and Beats, South Philadelphia.
Thanks,
everybody, big round of applause for Alex Singleton and Josh Perkins. All right, everybody. Last segment on Green Legion Radio. Tree, good to see you can still move like that, baby.
He's pretty swift.
All right, there's not much left. We have a couple of our panel back with NBC doing interviews right now.
Okay. Wow, what are they doing back there? They're superstars.
Yeah, everybody on this panel is a superstar,
nice,
Dave.
I like that.
And we appreciate you for that.
I like that.
And we appreciate you taking that long
share
break between in the middle of the show.
And
I did a radio interview in Seattle, as a matter of fact.
Throw you under the bus.
In all fairness, everybody, he doesn't want to take credit.
Yeah.
You don't want me to give you credit. I want to give you credit for helping me become a better radio host.
Oh, look at that. Quimby, you're so nice.
No, seriously.
I'm being misty. Yeah,
you have been teaching me for the last 16 weeks.
I'm your life coach.
Besides that.
I don't even know what that means.
Besides that. All right, so we're going to talk real fast what we know about Seattle, what we can expect, and then we're going to get out of here because you guys have much better things to do. Disney on Ice. We also have to give away a couple of tickets. Why don't we do that right now?
Yeah. All right, while you're picking the number, let me just give a little update on the injuries for Seattle.
Yes,
which
please
we never
do.
Talk about. Their left tackle, Dwayne Brown, is out.
Yep.
Michael Kendricks, their linebacker, is out.
Yep.
Wide receiver Malik Turner, who's kind of a big play guy, underrated guy, he's out. And then their wide receiver Jaron Brown is questionable. And then their starting guard Mike Iupati is also questionable. So they've got significant injuries as well. And if they go into this game without Brown and Iupati on the offensive line, they got big problems.
Yep.
Big problems.
Yeah, Dave, because I don't know if you watched the last game.
Yeah.
Fant is not an offensive tackle.
Right.
He needs to be a guard like nobody's business.
Yeah.
He was sticking up the joint.
Eagles really have to take advantage of that up front and dominate with their defensive front and get after Russell Wilson and contain him. Yeah. And I saw Chris Collinsworth today from NBC, and he said, do not give up the deep ball. Chris Collinsworth is my favorite guy, actually. I think
Chris Collinsworth is a D-bag.
I think he's the best guy on the – him and Troy Aikman, I love them both. I think
they both blow chunks.
All right.
Of them.
Tough
simultaneously.
Crowd.
All right. Everybody, we pulled three raffle tickets. We're going to go through them in order. Pull out your raffle tickets now if you would like to go to the Sixers game on Monday against Oklahoma. You have two seats in the Green Legion suite. Unlimited Miller Lite.
Is there food there?
Unlimited turkey hoagies, chicken fingers, and crab fries.
Nice.
Of course, that's how we do. If your last three numbers on your raffle ticket are 1, 8, 7. Anybody?
What? Wait a minute. 1, 8, 7?
1, 8, 7. I'm looking at it.
Oh, God.
Oh, hold on. I didn't have anybody else up.
Yeah, nobody's
there. We go.
There,
all
we
right.
got a winner back there. We got a winner.
We got 1, 8, 7?
Jeez.
We got 1, 8, 7.
Quit saying it.
All right.
It's not a good police blotter number.
Now, Diaz isn't going on Monday, right?
Nice. My man. Winner.
You would be the real winner if Diaz is in your suite with you.
Do me a favor. Hang tight real quick. Okay. So, besides injury report, down the row, let's finish this up right now. Chris?
Yes, sir.
Your prediction for the game?
24-20. Defense comes up with a stop to end the game. Birds, W. We're going to San Francisco next week.
Dave Spadaro.
Jake Elliott, 47-yard field goal, wins it 22-19.
Ooh. Interesting.
Oh, wait, that's wrong. That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say 23-21.
23-21. Yeah. Pops.
I'm thinking Seattle's going to win this one.
The showstopper.
What?
Unfortunately.
Where's Champ at? Champ.
Shut up, Diaz.
Champ, get over here.
This is reverse psychology here.
What, Champ? You really don't want to know his opinion. Seattle is his favorite team.
Okay. Well, then we already know about poor upbringing and parenting.
Touche.
Tank Thomas.
What's up? I think we're gonna pull this one out. I feel like I got us like 28-17.
28-17.
I feel 28-17. I feel like the Seahawks line is they have too many injuries and too many guys on their outer edges have nagging injuries. And they're not, I don't think they're going to be able to do the things that they did to us last time.
All right.
Okay.
Shut up, Diaz.
I got 24-20, and it's closer than that appears.
We didn't exchange notes, Quimby.
All right. I got gotcha. You.
Sounds like you guys.
Well, I know everybody's waiting for my prediction. I predict that we win the tailgate.
That's always a good prediction from Quimby. When it comes to Quimby, we win the tailgate.
It. That is it. Everybody, we appreciate you coming out to Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. This is our 17th week doing this. We'd like to thank everybody here for making our entire staff
Absolutely.
Welcome. We do have at least one more show.
Go
everybody,
Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Woo!
Birds.